Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Have you heard this idea that we are the average of the five people that we surround ourselves with? Consciously or unconsciously, they keep us accountable. They influence us through their words and actions, and they have a huge impact on who we become. So let's see how we can use this information to be more grateful and live a happier life. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Okay, we humans are social creatures. We want to belong to a group, and we want to find things in common, and we want our group, our tribe, to be the same as us, from as many points of view as possible. And we also want to fit in, to be like the others as well. Like, for instance, if in an office space, if everyone is smoking and is going out for cigarette breaks, you might feel weird and think that maybe there's something wrong with you, that you're not doing the same, or maybe you should start smoking as well. Of course, I don't recommend smoking, or I'm not a smoker myself, but this is an example that you might have encountered. I have myself, and I was younger, like in my teens. All of my friends were trying out cigarettes and they started smoking, and it was really hard for me to be the only one that opposed this and that chose to be different, I would say, in a positive way. But that takes a little bit of effort to make sure that you're not doing the same things as everyone else is doing, and to have enough resilience to resist the urge of being like the other people. So a better way of doing this is to choose an entourage of people that have the values that you would like to have in common. For instance, at the gym, if you befriend some people that go to the gym constantly, it's much more probable that you would take on this positive habit as well, because you have other people talking about this, being maybe passionate about this, or that have just cultivated this habit themselves. And this also works when you are at the gym itself. Like, for instance, in my case, I've learned some CrossFit training methods that worked great without actually having anything like any machinery. But I wasn't able to do any of that at home, or at least just a really small percentage, because I didn't have the accountability that a group provides and also a teacher. But when I was there, I was more committed, I was more motivated, and the fact that the other people were doing the same thing made it much easier for me as well. Another thing that works really well with us humans is having accountability. For instance, if you were to decide by yourself to be like at 11 a.m. in a certain place, that is less motivating than knowing that you have to meet another person at that exact same hour. Like, you feel much more responsible, much more motivated. You know that someone is expecting you. And this works great as well with, for instance, the homework that students have. Like, if no one would ever verify if they did their homework, most probably they wouldn't do it at all. This works as well for tasks, for deadlines. If you have a deadline that you've put for yourself, it's like, okay, I can move it, no problem. But if you are part of a team and you need to do your part until a certain moment, you feel again much more motivated because you have accountability. You have someone, whether that's an authority figure or just other people, that motivates you to actually take action and to make sure everything is done in time. So how does this apply to gratitude? How can we use these ideas for making sure that we are more grateful and we appreciate life more? Well, the first thing is that if you found it hard to keep up with your gratitude habit, it might have been because of your five people, the people that you surround yourself with. If they're, for instance, complaining all the time and only talking about what's bad in the world, it's really not that easy to keep your gratitude habit and to be the only one that's positive and that's seeing the bright side of things. So for this, you can choose to hang out with people that are more positive, or to spend less time with the people that are always complaining and being negative and maybe dragging you down. Gary Vee talks about adding one new winner friend, a positive person that you hang out with that actually uplifts you and with whom you feel that there are many possibilities and the world is a better place, a great place. Someone that helps you see opportunities and solutions instead of just problems and misfortunes. You can also embark on this journey of gratitude with a friend, with someone that keeps you accountable, that, for instance, you can send your gratitudes every day and whom can send their gratitudes every day to you back. Someone that can stop you if you go on complaining too much, or whom you can feel free to stop if they're doing too much of that and not appreciating their experience too much and seeing only the misfortunes once again. And the third practical way of going about this is to find a group of positive people, of supportive people that are uplifting, that are positive, and that can help you see life in a different way. You can go for a yoga class, a gym membership, a dance class, a mastermind, a support group, and you can also choose to join our support group. It's called the Deliciously Grateful Life Support Circle and Mastermind. It's the place where we meet online 2 times a month, but where we support each other each and every day in our secret Facebook group. We are like-minded people that want to improve their lives, to get more gratitude in, more love, more peace. A circle of people where we're all equal and we want to support and influence each other in a positive way through our own example and also through our words and our hearts. You're welcome to join. The price is $97 per month for 3 months. And you can find much more information on georgianbenta.com/circle. Again, georgianbenta.com/circle. Is the best place for gratitude seekers to make friends that are also seeking gratitude. And in the 90 days, you have a chance to turn gratitude from a simple concept to an actual way of living and a life skill that you will use for the rest of your life. So join me at georgianbenta.com/circle. This group will start in June 4th at 5 a.m. Pacific time. And I would really love for you to join.